Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down. Your name is to be praised. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the goodness coming across in this word this morning, Father God, just for us again to see afresh how big and great and powerful and wonderful is your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Today we're going into the kingdom bride. We're going to see the bride. And I was just reminded again, and we were all reminded yesterday as we shared, there in Ephesians chapter 4, and it speaks about where we need to walk worthy of the Lord and pursue the unity of the Spirit. And in the first thing they said is one body, and that one body is also a bride, and that one body is the vine. The branches. Jesus is a vine, we are the branches. He's the head, we are the body. So there's many ways to, he uses natural means to explain and carry this love picture across and this heart across to us. And it's just so beautiful. We can see where this chapter is we're going through now, Isaiah 54. Just before that is Isaiah 53. Isn't that wonderful? You see there the pain and the suffering and Jesus paying the price for us. And this so relates to our readings there in 2 Corinthians 5 and right at the end, verse 21, he who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. So here we can see the righteous kingdom bride that has been birthed, has come about because God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved on behalf of mankind. So it's wonderful just to see this chapter here where it is. You know, he has het ons dier gekoop. We've been bought with a price. We're valuable. And we're just going to look at this value again and this goodness that has come because of Christ, in the day of Christ, in the day of salvation, in the kingdom realities, in the Spirit that is now available. So let's go. Isaiah 54, we're reading from the Message from verse 1.
Sing, barren woman who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who've never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope and drive the tent pins deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all about the humiliations of your youth, and the indignities of being a widow will fade from memory. For your Maker is your bridegroom. His name, God of the angel armies. Your Redeemer is the Holy of Israel. Known as God of the whole earth, you were like an abandoned wife, devastated with grief, and God welcomed you back, like a woman married young and then left, says your God.
Hallelujah. Yuchus, beautiful picture here, Yuga. And what struck me yesterday as I was just going through it again, I've read this many times, is there is more of the desolate woman that has got more children than the married wife, which is the bride of Christ. So there's a whole world out there of desolate people, mankind. But praise God, he says, yeah, he'll gather you and you will have more children, and your children will rule and reign and bring the order that is necessary. So it's such a wonderful chapter here, because we were lost, but now we are found. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things is passed away. It's passed away from your thinking and your understanding, and you need to now set your mind on things above, because you are married to Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ. And that's Romans 7, verse 4 and 6 says it so nice. You are married to another so as to bear fruits to God. So that's where the beauty needs to go to. It comes from the Lord. He's paid this precious price. It went all the way 100% for us. We've now got to bear fruits, and that's by giving ourselves 100% to this God that loves us and knows the plans that He's got for us. So Romans 7 verses 4 and 6, married to another to bear fruits to God. And then in verse 6, and how's that? By walking in the newness of the Spirit. What is in the Holy Spirit? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So this is all the wealth that has been made available to the kingdom bride. So you see, you've been encouraged now already. We're there to experience the labor pains of bringing forth kingdom realities. That's what the bride is called for. We never experienced that in the past. We were also hurt and robbed and short of the glory. But now God has moved, so we're not short of the glory. And He's now birthing His light, His love, His goodness in us and through us. So we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. Let's go on.
Your Redeemer, God says, I left you, but only for a moment. Now, with enormous compassion, I'm bringing you back. In an outburst of anger, I turned my back on you, but only for a moment. It's with lasting love that I'm tenderly caring for you. This exile is just like the days of Noah for me. I promised then that the waters of Noah would never again flood the earth. I'm promising now no more anger, no more dressing you down. For even if the mountains walk away and the hills fall to pieces, my love won't walk away from you. My covenant commitment of peace won't fall apart. The God who has compassion on you says so.
Hallelujah. So here you can just see God is in the building business. God is in the love business. And the word says so beautiful. We now partake of the lengths, the depths, the breadths, and the height of God's love. And this is why it's a daily thing. It's a total commitment to this marriage, to this beautiful, new, wonderful covenant. And so God has made everything available. And let's go further. We see we were once not a people, amen? But now we become a people. We built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ, a cornerstone. And we also built into this temple, amen? And we've been built up then for our kingdom purpose, for the realities and the plan that God has for our lives. Let's hear from 11 to 17.
Afflicted city, storm-battered and pitied, I'm about to rebuild you with stones of turquoise. Lay your foundations with sapphires. Construct your towers with rubies, your gates with jewels, and all your walls with precious stones. All your children will have God for their teacher. What a mentor for your children. You'll be built solid, grounded in righteousness, far from any trouble, nothing to fear, far from terror. It won't even come close. If anyone attacks you, don't for a moment suppose that I sent them. And if any should attack, nothing will come of it. I create the blacksmith who fires up his forge and make a weapon designed to kill. I also create the destroyer, but no weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged. Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar. This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everything works out for the best. God's decree.
Hallelujah. Yes, so you can just see here, we built up with preciousness, with beauty, with a revelation from the Most High God on this, that He builds His kingdom, His people. Amen. I paid for you. I loved you. I redeemed you. And therefore, I will bless you and raise you up into the measure and the stature of who I represented here on earth. And that you're walking in my footsteps, the Lord says. So it's just so beautiful. And can you see it's all precious stones we built up with? Because it's coming from the precious heart of God, revelation on a daily basis. His mercies are new every morning. And that's why it's so important. Morning by morning, He wakens our ear to instruct us and equip us and prepare us to shine, to overcome. And then so beautifully also, it says, your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. So, guys, we need to hold on to that. This is God's word, and we know you've got the Antichrist. So he comes against everything that's made available in Jesus. So stand fast on these promises towards the goodness of God towards your life. There's no condemnation. Awake to the great love and take hold of it. And it's precious, like precious pearls, treasures. That's what you need to take hold of. Also, that your children, they've been redeemed as well. Price has been paid for them. It says so beautifully, those he predestined, he calls, and those he calls, he justifies, and those he justifies, he glorifies. And yeah, so there's so much encouragement, guys. You need to go through this yourself. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter. It's the glory of kings and queens, new creations, and the bride of Christ to take hold of these things, see this beauty, and know that this is God's word, and he watches over his word to fulfill it. So he says, it's not that you're not going to go through testings and squeezings, but God's going to take you through. You're going to go through. And it also says in many of the translations, it says, when these things come, you must refute it. You need to stand fast. And that's why we wake up in the morning, we draw close, and we walk conscious of God's great love, his perfect law of liberty that's found in the gospel, the good news, so that we can bring that light into the night when we are being tested, when we're going through testings. He says, you will refute it. So you need to have faith in this good God that's made all this goodness available. And this morning, we've just been encouraged here with the picture of the bride that has been purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb, the love of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He raised him up as a man on this earth and then raised him up from deep darkness. All that hell threw on him could not keep him, and we've been raised with him as his bride. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.